So look at 10 to 15% overall net negative growth in a lot of industries.
You can see there's actually more loss than winning.
Zero click problem. 60% of searches now end without a click.
The misuse of AI is vandalism.
It's caused a drop off in searches and in cloud traffic for a lot of sites.
This is clearly meant to try to manipulate Google and try to manipulate ChatGPT.
These are bigger companies. These are $20 million company, but it's coming.
This is AI and Marketing for Home Service Pros, the show for contractors who want to grow without wasting time or money. If you're in roofing, HVAC, plumbing, or any home service business, we break down how AI and modern marketing can help you book more jobs, close more leads, and build a business that runs without babysitting every task.
We'll get started. So super excited to have you guys on today and want to talk about how to get recommended by ChatGPT. What are the practical steps that you need to take to really become recommended and cited as a trusted resource by ChatGPT and also Gemini and Claude, all that stuff. The reason why we're going to be talking mainly by ChatGPT because it is the main engine that people are using for AI search, right? If AI chatbots, it's about 70 to 80% of the market share. So it is the number one way that people are using because it has a lot of users. People say it's not the best or it might be not be the best, but I think ChatGPT is one of the best tools out there, but we're going to start using it just to explain how this works and really just show you what kind of the results that's happening today, because this year has been a change that has really caused a lot of disruption in an industry, right? If we look at the home services space, this year has really, it's actually been pretty down, right? So look at 10 to 15% overall net negative growth in a lot of industries, especially in roofing and HVAC and these other industries. And also with online marketing, it's caused a lot of disruption. So it has impacted a lot in terms of lead generation, leads, demand. So we're going to talk about how that really is impacted today, because I really feel this is going to be a big change in the next few years, especially this year, and how things have changed for next year, right? So the first thing you have to understand is that homeowners are already using AI to choose contractors. Now, there's a lot of argument in terms of how much there is. And yeah, you see a lot of people that are pushing back. And it is true what they're saying. And what I mean by that is the volume is not really that high. So if you look at the percentage-wise, if you look at what people are looking for online in terms of what are the main marketing channels that people are using to find local businesses, especially in the home services space, obviously Google is still by far number one, but that has changed. And the main thing that I want to kind of emphasize is that put yourself, yourself, right? For myself, I know this has changed because I really started using ChatGPT myself and really started seeing how people are really using ChatGPT for everything, for information, generally speaking, right? For a long time, Google drove 90% of the search volume, right? Google was 90% of the search volume and really what kind of cornered the market share. But it really had changed this past year where I see a really big shift in how consumers are really searching for information, right? So this is really big, the big shift. And you really think about it, and I really predict this is going to happen, is that people are going to start using ChatGPT primarily and other sources similar to ChatGPT over Google. It might take years or, you know, for that to happen, but I really see a shift in that. So I have Dennis, go ahead.
Oh, there we go.
There you go. Are you there?
Yeah. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir. So are you in the hotel?
I'm in the hotel. Let's do it.
Awesome. Man. So excited. So I was talking about obviously the volume. Right. If you look at the volume, I mean, Google is still by far the primary source that people are finding information and in terms of leads. Right. I think what I saw from Searchlight is that 1 or 2% of the leads are from ChatGPT are turned into sales this past year. But my argument is that is shifting. I really feel this is my opinion. Right. There's no data behind it that people are really changing their behavior. And what I mean by that is that people are really using ChatGPT and these other sources to look for information. And I really saw that this past year. And you see the growth with ChatGPT, right? So if you look at the growth overall, right? 800 million users on track to 1 billion users by supposedly end of this year, maybe early the next year. 49% of people are already asking for company recommendations on ChatGPT. The main thing you have to understand is that ChatGPT is the fastest growing app in history. It might be the fastest growing company in history. And it really has changed how people are interacting online. And it's really I think last I saw is about 70 to 75% of the market share in terms of AI search and chatbots. So it is still the 800-pound gorilla. It might change in the future. Google might overtake it with Gemini and Claude. And these are all excellent tools that I use every single day. They're all excellent, by the way. I recommend all of them. But the point is that for you as a contractor and listening to this is that primarily people use ChatGPT for this. The primary way that people use is ChatGPT. And that's my prediction. I think really feel that it is going to be a major lead source next year and in the coming years. And I think it's going to become a major way that people find local contractors because obviously for the longest time it's been Google, it's been SEO, it's been the maps, right? Google Maps has been a huge part of that. And that really has shifted. And this is the first time I've seen a shift. And with ChatGPT's release of Atlas, right? That has really impacted how people are using Chrome. And I'm not really that experienced. I know Dennis has a lot of experience using Atlas and he could talk more about how that works. But that's really a big thing that I've seen because I think really ChatGPT is the first company that I've seen. This is my opinion that is really directly going to compete with Google in the future. So the thing you have to understand is that local discovery is now fragmented. Google is not the only gatekeeper. And these other tools that people are using are finding information online in terms of maps. For the longest time, and this is something that we did for our company and for our clients, is that we focus primarily on Google. We focus primarily on the maps. Google My Business, Google Business Profile, the new name, serves as a foundation. It's always been the foundation of the local presence and helping contractors get found. The main thing you have to understand is that it's more fragmented, right? People are using these different tools to find information, especially locally, right? Apple Maps, right? Bing, Yelp, Meta, right? Yelp, I kind of ignored it, honestly, for a long time, but Yelp is becoming increasingly important with ChatGPT and these other AI tools. So Google's not the only gatekeeper. It's not the only game in town, like I like to say. It's a more fragmented space, and you have to kind of position yourself in these other ecosystems to really start kind of becoming the local celebrity and the local company that people recommend. So obviously, Bing powers ChatGPT. They use Google as well, but overall, that's kind of the thing that they understand. Bing data is directly integrated with ChatGPT's recommendation agent. So I make sure that you understand that you can use Bing and Bing Places and have Bing reviews. Obviously, Google is still more important, but it is powered by Bing, just that you have to keep understanding and that importance. Zero click problem. This is a crisis that's happening within search. 60% of searches now end with a click without a click. It's called the zero click problem. It might increase over time, so this might be 70% or 80% in the future, but it's led to less clicks on the platform. Overall, we see that Google is actually every single day and every single year, they're still getting more searches every single year. So what I mean by that is actually people are still using Google more every year. But if you look at how people are searching, AI overviews, and I'll talk about that in a second, has kind of driven a lot of traffic from websites, right? And it's providing the information that people are using on the AI overviews. So sometimes people aren't actually clicking on the sites anymore as much as they used to, and has caused a drop off in searches and in cloud traffic for a lot of sites, right? Google AI overviews have a lot of times replaced traditional rankings, right? And I'll show you some examples from actual contractors and from local contractors to show you what the future is. But overall, what you're saying is that a lot of people are just getting the information from AI overviews. So before, you would just go to the website to look at the information. Now, Google's basically providing the answer that people are looking for directly on the AI overviews. So before they just go on these AI overviews, get the answer, and just go, they call someone else or they just take their action, right? There's no action taken, right? They just get the answers from there, right? So that is that is a thing you have to consider. It's very important to consider how that has impacted traditional rankings and SEO. All right. So this is an example that I was talking about. So I first learned this from a company called RoofMax. RoofMax is a pretty big player in the roofing space. They are a contractor that has over 300 plus dealers doing about $300 million in sales. They have a 4.9 rating across all their platforms. But if you look at, type in RoofMax reviews, they get an AI overview that says mixed reviews. And when I talked to the owner about this, he said that this has greatly impacted their lead volume, right? It's greatly impacted the lead volume and has led to a lot less conversions on their site. You know, keep in mind, this guy is spending $20 million a year on on digital marketing every year. So like he actually sees it beforehand. And this is what's happening. So what's happening is that this is going to be the future, right? So if you look at what I'm showing you, this is Paul Bainge Roofing Reviews. This is a you know, pretty big player in South Florida. You get summarized, right? So if somebody's looking for your company, roofing reviews, right? Instead of pulling Google Business Profile, you're getting a summary of your actual reviews. So if you look at this, good news for this company is that they're getting positive reviews. They have a 4.9 rating, over 2,500 reviews. But my prediction, maybe Dennis might disagree with this. If you want to say something, Dennis, are you there? Or
I'd love to. If we can do some screen sharing. I know you're doing the PowerPoint thing, but I can show you some live data.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, go ahead. I mean, if you want to share your screen.
Yeah, I think you've got me as, am I a panelist? Can I share here? I don't see the ability to share screen. If not, just open up ChatGPT, share your screen, and say, hey, what do you know about Paul Bainge? And who is the top roofer in South Florida? And why isn't Paul Bainge the top roofer in South Florida? And what do we need to do? And you can ask the AI to give you the feedback on what exactly is missing and actually execute it, and then put it in the agent mode and have ChatGPT or Google, which just launched their agent mode a couple of days ago, actually implement for you to identify what the gaps are, why other people are ranked higher, and actually implement and close those gaps. That's what people don't seem to be talking about with AI.
Yeah, let me see if I can make you a host. Let me see something.
Yeah, I think I'm just a panelist like these other people here.
Promote to panelist.
Here we go.
It says promote to panelist, but.
Okay, here we go. Here we go. Join as panel.
You should be able to share your screen, right?
All right, here we go. Sharing is not turned on. Okay, so I'm sending a request.
There you go.
So I want all you guys to be able to do, I don't want you just to hear, you know, me and Mauricio talking. So here, I'm doing a search, Paul Bainge, right? Oh, here we hit share. Okay. You can see this, right?
Yes, sir.
There's a Google Business Profile here, which is a subset of a knowledge panel. So all the stuff that shows up. And we know from various SEO tools that, you know, he ranks on these keywords. And we can see kind of where the citations are coming from. So while this is loading, hopefully the Wi-Fi here in Turkey isn't super, super slow. You guys will see what the website has. You'll see these web pages. You'll see location service pages, right? This is a client of yours?
No, no.
No? Yes?
No, he's not a client.
Oh, I can be harsh. All right. So you can see here's what he, from a traditional SEO standpoint, we can see what are the keywords that this site ranks on, right? And there's a few hundred, and we'd expect to see geo-modified terms, you know, like Miami, Fort Lauderdale, right? We can see some of these are local, Fort Lauderdale metal roofing, roofers in Broward County, roofing company, South Florida, right? And a lot of these, in a traditional SEO standpoint, you can see there's actually more lost than winning. Look at this, lose, lose, lose. They were ranking here, roofing contractor, right? All this, they had it, but they lost it. See that? See here? You can use any SEO tool you want, right? So this is traditional SEO, what we're covering here. And then we can look at the overall level and see he probably got hammered a couple months ago. We'll go back. Last 6 months you can see, right? He's gotten hammered. Well, what's going on here? You see this? So if this is happening, what is this? Why is this happening? What is this telling us? Well, people are searching in Google and ChatGPT, but it's the traffic hasn't moved over for this guy. Right? So there's other tools. And I don't want to go into all this like tool this and tool that. I just want to show you the concept, okay? So for example, one of our sites here, Blitzmetrics, I can go back and look at where the traffic came from. And are we showing up in the AI? And we could see like the last, you know, quarter. Well, the different bots, you see here, Bing, which is ChatGPT, Google Anthropic, all these bots. You see these the AI agents, LLMs, whatever. They visited this site almost 150,000 times. So they're talking about it. And of those, sometimes people click on it and they come to our site, and those generate leads, right? So if people are talking more to ChatGPT, are we getting our fair share of that increase in that traffic? That's what this webinar is about, right? So then what I would do is I would go into the ChatGPT browser, which is ChatGPT Atlas, and I'll say, so Paul and G, and you guys can do the same thing too, right? We're looking at the analytics, and he's not getting recommended as much in Google. He's losing a lot of the search traffic, and he doesn't appear to be getting as much, coverage in ChatGPT. Why do you think that is? What are the other roofing companies in South Florida doing that Paul's not doing? Where are our gaps? Mauricio Cardinal of Contractor Marketing Pros, used to be called, Roofing Marketing Pros, mentioned that maybe there's some negative reviews that's causing him to not be recommended as much. What do you think? Think hard. So you should mute right now and ask him. Oops, sorry. I forgot to turn that part off. Okay. Now it's thinking. Okay, see, it's thinking, right? And now we're using the AI to help us. And we're seeing, like, what is going on? What have we lost? What have we gained? So we can tell, ask it, hey, what's wrong? What's the difference? And then have it actually implement, use it on itself, right? So it's going to do that. And while it's doing that, I can see that, the bots are coming and visiting us, and we're ranking on certain things. So we happen to know a lot about knowledge panels and local SEO and all this. And then check this out. From my citation standpoint, a lot of people think of citations like listings, right? But ChatGPT cares about who's saying it. So if Mauricio said it, if Dan Antonelli said it, if Tommy Mello said it, other people who are in roofing, Chuck Thokey's a friend of ours, so he said it, he has credibility. The AI cares more about who's saying it because it doesn't have the level of domain SEO trust, whatever, that search engines do, because they're looking more at who's saying it, right? That's why Reddit and these community sites are worth so much more, right? So are people talking about you? And does that spill over? So if I look over on Facebook and I can see, I'm talking with Dan Antonelli right now, and there's stuff, maybe I was talking to his team 10 minutes ago. And if he's posting stuff and he and I are talking about stuff, right, then that could show up or be repurposed into other channels, right? So if Dan and I are talking about stuff and then that becomes a podcast, or that shows up as a tweet, or this, right, we're having these conversations and this shows up, then that's something that ChatGPT and these other AIs are going to pick up on, right? Those are basically citations, right? Think about this, right? So it's not that I'm trying to get with Lance Bachman or whatever it might be. I'm trying to show that I'm connected with other people that are authoritative in these other areas, because that shows how that shows, if other people are seen as trustworthy in that topic, then I'm going to be seen as trustworthy in that topic, right? So if I come back to ChatGPT, well, there's some of these changes. Maybe it's our LSA. Maybe it's bad reviews. Maybe it's these other things. But look, here's what other people are showing up on, and what can we do? Right? Do we have the signal that will allow ChatGPT to recommend us? Here, it's this simple. So if I go to my Google Photos, and today we are in Turkey, right? We've been all over Turkey the last week. Göbekli Tepe, like we mentioned, we've been in Istanbul and other places. We did Pamukkale yesterday. If there's actual proof of this, so if you're a roofing company and there's proof that you're in South Florida, that you're doing commercial metal roofing, there's proof that you spoke at a conference, there's proof of all this. This was yesterday, right? This is proof. This is at the Celsus Library at Ephesus, right? This is real proof that we were here. So if there's real proof for you as a contractor that you are fixing a tankless water heater in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, that, right? If the proof is there, if I take any one of these items and I see that there's proof, because I can see based on the Google Photos or what's in your company cam or whatever, that there's locations and dates and times and people, like real evidence, like for a real court jury, right? Then can I make that visible to ChatGPT so then ChatGPT can see it and recommend me, right? See, look at this. You can see this was 2 days ago, iPhone 17. It's tagged as who it is. And you have, here's where it is in Izmir, right? Which is outside of Ephesus. So if I wanted to do something in roofing, or let's just say South Florida, Fort Lauderdale, okay? Okay. So you guys should do this too. Think of all the different cities that you serve. Is there proof of you and your crew and whatnot doing stuff and went, well, I've flown into Fort Lauderdale. Look at that. C means center on Southwest Airlines. But here we're doing stuff with this guy who's a billionaire. And you can see there's proof. We're hanging out, we're making video, we're doing there's all of this stuff can be this these real ingredients. We're filming all this podcast stuff. All these real ingredients can be repurposed into social media posts, into LinkedIn. They can enhance location service pages. So if I'm looking at this guy, Paul Bang Roofing, okay? Let's look, let's see. Where what do you want to what do we want to rank on? Just choose one of these.
I just put
Mauricio,
well,
choose.
I would put just put a roofing company in Miami to see if they're in Davie, which is
Roofing
really
company in
close.
Miami.
But yeah.
Okay. So roofing company Miami. Of course, the map results are worth more, but I'm not in Miami right now. So we're going to see something a little bit different. Well, we're still showing because I said Miami, right? So what is it about these guys? Why are they ranking better? Oh, Paul's ranking here. Probably because I was just there. So my results are influencing what I'm seeing, my own behavior. But if I look at any of these pages, if I look at the amount of trust that's on any of these sites, what is it that these other guys have that are ranking the map results that I don't have? And it's not just reviews. There's many things that go into that, right? So if I look at this and I see this page, let's see the home page. The home page is usually the one that carries the most weight, right? The homepage carries 147 terms, but how do we make it? Man, it's lost a lot. Wow, it's more red than green, isn't it? I'll tell you why. Let's look here at the top pages. Oh, wow. His other pages are not even being indexed, are they? Oh, let's do a site colon search and see what he's got.
I kind of did a little bit of research, but I spoke to him today,
Yeah.
and obviously that they just hired a company, but basically with them, and just if you guys could kind of realize that obviously he's like the biggest brand here. That's what I told him. He's doing really well because of
Yeah.
his brand, right? He's doing a lot of TV advertising, been doing it for 40 years,
Yeah.
and that actually helps with AI because it's a brand name recognition. The issue is that I saw with the site is that it's obviously outdated, but at the same time, that doesn't have the localized keywords, frequently
Yeah.
asked questions, the information that people are actually looking for in terms of how you're supposed to write content in a way that's different. Like for example, like if you want to look at, and I have some examples pulled up. Like if I have a tile roof, should I repair or replace the roof? That's a common question that homeowners have.
Yeah.
Does he answer that question on the site? Probably not. So that's the reason why he's like not getting cited. He has a very low AI visibility, even though I think he's still the strongest, I think, in his area because of his amount of reviews and the brand, right? He has 2,500 reviews. What I mean by that is that even though he's not really positioned in a way that he's still probably being better than his competitors because his competitors have it caught up. But if you're smart and you have this and you kind of start creating content in the way you can start getting market share from companies like this, which are really established. So that's like the whole premise of this conversation I was trying to have is at the end of the day, been branding for a long time. You've been advertising for a long time on TV, doing all this stuff, right? You have a name and people see you, they know who you are. So that really has helped you with the AI. But the other thing is that you're not really kind of answering the questions that people are asking. And that's the thing that's, I think, hurting you.
Yeah, it's this simple. So actually having a strong brand, a lot of reviews, a lot of offline media, radio, TV, that kind of stuff is great. The website though, as we're saying, isn't doing much. So if we look at the page for Broward County or whatnot, we were just looking at that and we're saying, what are the questions that people are asking in Broward County? Well, Google tells us what those questions are, right? Here they are. And how well do we answer these questions? And can we answer the questions better? What questions are we not answering? The easiest way to do that is look at these. These are questions that people are answering. If I look, roofing services, Broward County, right? You guys can all do this too. You get the ads, you get the map results. And then when you scroll down, you see this. So ask Google saying, if you want to rank on this, and the same is true of ChatGPT. People are having conversations about this. They're also talking about these things here, right? So you just got to answer these questions. I don't know what the 25% roof rule is in Florida. You guys would know, right? So if we answer these questions that Google says, like Google says, you want to rank on this? You got to answer these questions, right? So we tell ChatGPT or ask Gemini, whatever, right? What are those questions? And can we answer them? You could literally say, ChatGPT, just go enhance all these pages and answer these other questions. And this is what Agent Mode does. Or even better, and then I talked to some friends at Google and they said you can do this, but you know, it still works. Even better, you can just have someone interview you in a quick call, whatever, and just, you know, hit you with 20 or 30 of all these questions and nail it all in 30 minutes, right? Boom, boom, boom. Answer all these questions, right? In one shot. And now you can take those videos, upload them to YouTube and Instagram, whatever, embed them on these different web pages. And now you're going to rank better because you're actually having helpful content. And this is how the whole point of this webinar is, how do you rank in ChatGPT? Answer people's questions, right? And then if you're answering the question, let's say we answer these questions that are not being answered, right? But then it's actually from Paul. Oh, hey, I'm Paul. I'm answering this question, right? Then it has more trust, because otherwise it's just ChatGPT generating answers, right? We need to know it came from someone who's trustworthy. Okay, like Mauricio, how often are people posting content? Or you guys, how often are you posting content? And it's not even clear who's answering the question, who produced the content, right? Isn't it really important who, you know, the trust of who?
100%, 100%. Let me actually go back to show you this, Rube. I want to show you this is important too as well. Let me kind of pull this up. I do have examples that I want to show you guys, but the next company I want to show is this, because this is actually impacted. So for them, you know, Paul Bainge has, if you look at Google AI reviews, this is another company I spoke to. If you look at this, this has really impacted their business. So what I mean by that is that one of the most common phrases that people search for is, if you're a company, is like, what are your reviews, right? American Remodeling Enterprise reviews. So if you look at this, this is giving a summary of their reviews, and they have a 4.7 rating and over 1,000 reviews. So generally a lot of positive reviews, but they have some negatives. And if I talk to the owner about this, look at this. So they have mixed reviews that has impacted their leads tremendously. So what that does is basically, you have to get an understanding is that even though you have a lot of high ratings on Google, you have to understand that it's taking information from places like Yelp, Angie's List, even Glassdoor, which is something that is not really related to like the actual consumers, but like that pulls information from there, from the BBB as well. If you look at this, the sources here. So you have to keep that in mind, guys. So if you look at, if you're a local company, I think most of you guys are attending this. This has not impacted you guys yet, but these are bigger companies that are $20 million company. But it's coming, right? What my prediction is that, I don't know if you agree, is that what's happening is that your reviews are going to be summarized by AI overviews now moving forward next year. So if you look at company name reviews, instead of getting the local, like the actual maps, you'll get this moving forward, because it's already happening. I show you two examples, Paul Bainge, RoofMax, this other company. This is a local company, by the way. They're not like a national company, local company in Pennsylvania. I mean, what do you think about that, Paul, Dennis? Do you think that's going to be happening, like with local businesses, like they're going to get summarized by AI overviews or not?
Already half of these local searches are showing up as AI overviews. It's already here, right?
It's already here.
And it's not just summarizing reviews. It's summarizing everything on what that company does and do they have trust. Trust is, you know, reviews is but one component of trust. So the typical SEO company nonsense of like, you know, trying to generate more content that is just fluff, AI slop. I mean, you could use review software to try to get more reviews and try to handle negative reviews and all that stuff about reviews. That's always been the case. But this webinar is about how to show up in AI. What are some of those differences for AI? What are simple things that roofing companies are not doing that could easily help them show up in ChatGPT? That's what I would want to see here, right?
Yeah, for sure.
Not stuff like I already know. Yeah, obviously handle negative reviews, get more reviews. Yeah, but what about ChatGPT? What do I need to do differently?
Let me actually pull up an example that I had. So if you look at, this is Paul Bainge, but this is a very common question. If you guys are in the roofing space, one of the most common questions is that consumers have, homeowners, is if they need a repair or replacement. That's really what drives a lot of leads, is that they have a damaged roof and they're looking for help to actually replace or repair or replace their roof. A lot of homeowners actually know, and that's what they're calling. And contractors, depending on where they are, like sometimes they do repairs. Most of the time they do repairs, but sometimes they don't. But the point of me showing you this is that, like, this gives you information, right? If you answer this question, which is a very common question that people get, right? I would recommend reading the book by Marcus Sheridan, They Ask, You Answer. What are the most common questions people have about your product or service? And then writing those questions on your website and answering those questions, or even and doing videos on that. And this is a great piece of content you can use for your own website, right? So this is give you the information that you use. Hey, why, when should you consider replacement? The roof is 15 years old, multiple shingles are offing, right? Now this information might not be accurate, but this is the information that's getting you from the actual ChatGPT. So if you actually use this information as a guide to create the content on your site, this is basically the blueprint that you can use for creating content that will start getting recommended by ChatGPT. Other thing is like, who should I call when I get an inspection in Miami? Now it's going to pull information locally, Miami licensed local roofing companies. This is companies that, you know, Chase Roofing, High Tech Roofing, Best Roofing, Ace Roofing, what to say, like asking, giving you as a homeowner, hey, what are the things you need to say? What are the things you should check, right? Pro tip, all these different things. Now, like I'm asking more questions, tile roof, right? We're now done. Okay. So specifically the roof I have, okay, now it's recommending the tile roofing. Okay. This is a company that I recommend based on the criteria they're using. Now, one thing that I want to point out is I'm going to show you in a second is that this is actually kind of pulling information from their own database, not actually from Google. Just give you an example on that looks like, because I'm going to ask it where you pull this information in a second. And now it's like, okay, what to say? This matters more with the tile roofs. I have a tile roof that's expected to crack or displaced tile. So it's actually telling you as a homeowner what to say when you call a contractor, right? So you could use that as a way to create content. This is a way to kind of actually, hey, this person has that question. I can answer that question. And then basically what's recommending is what is the roof inspection should include on these different things. So it also gives you the cost, right? A very common question a lot of people have. Should you talk about pricing on your website? Should you talk about that? Well, that's one of the most common things that people look for online is the pricing, right? In your area, right? So why not give them the answer on your website, right? That's something that it's already giving you right here. It's giving you the expectations for your cost for a Miami tile roof. If to repair, right? Between underlayment failure, 3,000 to 8,000, an estimate. If it's a flashing repair, which is a small repair, it's $400 to $1,200. It's a full re-roof, it's going to cost anywhere between $25,000 and $50,000, right? So why not answering those questions in the actual, obviously every roof is different, but answering, providing those answers to the questions that people are asking for, right? Now it's asking concrete tiles, you know, more information like this and, you know, what to say. One last summary, if you tell me like that. Now it's like 11 years old. That's recommending that I get a repair. It might not be the correct answer, but that's what's recommending that I do, right? As a homeowner. Now you can answer that question on yourself. Hey, you actually don't recommend that as a homeowner, but this is actually the way that people are interacting on this, right? So this is like the expected cost range. Everything is advice, gives you advice and all that stuff. So this is also another thing they can do. They can actually paste the proposal from that you get and put in and get the opinion on ChatGPT. It's another factor that they can do. So that's something that you have to consider as well. Like if you're writing this information, you be transparent with all this information. You want to add anything on this, Dennis, or?
No, I think that's a solid first step. Everyone should answer the most common questions. You ask Google, what is the PAA? The people also ask questions and then answer them in video format and put those on the site. Yeah. Exactly. Usually it's about price, repair, replace, or, you know, it's price is the biggest one because that's what people want to know. And that's also low funnel signal.
Yeah. Yeah. Another thing is I want to recommend is this is like as a plumber, right? If you're a plumber, a Miami plumber for water heater replacement, if you look at where it's actually pulling this information from, like where are you pulling this information from? That's a fair question. It's not pulling from a paid database or not scraping Google. It's actually pattern recognition. This is actually telling you the information, where it's pulling the data from. It's large scale data, public business information, historical reviews, industry benchmarks, and obviously some of the things that they look at, permit complete inspection, passing, instruction, how they quote and install. That's how the bucket these companies fall into. So consider that when you're kind of writing the content and asking those questions. But those are the things that you should look for when you're using this information. Do you guys have any, Dennis, you want to go over and maybe you have any examples you want to share? You guys, we can do a live audit of, if you guys have any websites we can see that we can look at and kind of pull information from. I don't know if you guys have that in place from the attendees. Let me see.
Can they chat here?
Yeah, I think they can.
Q&A.
Yeah, if you guys have any examples, let me see.
You can also put a competitor in. Those are always fun to edit.
All Conti One Day Bath. So if you got if you
Okay.
see the dentist, let's you could do that one. All
Okay.
county one day bath.
Here we go. Let's come over here. And I got so many windows open. All county, country, one day, bath,
Said in New Jersey.
New Jersey. Okay. Let's see. Okay. New Jersey's number one bath remodeler. Okay. Based on what? You have a Facebook, 208 reviews. Okay. So then I would come in here, and literally, it's as easy as going to ChatGPT. And saying, I'll go over to the Atlas browser, but you can do it inside Chrome or you can do it anywhere you want. And I'll say, audits. Let's see. My friend Brian runs this site. Help us make this site recommended more by ChatGPT. What can we do to improve his presence? Take a look at his Google Business profile, his social media, everything that you would be looking at when someone else is looking at remodeling their bath and looking for a one day bath. And what are some obvious things that you think he could do? So you literally ask, and notice I use voice to ask, right? Uh-oh. Oh, it's because it thought it was a URL. I'll go here first and then I'll open the chat. Okay. Go ahead and audit the site. Why is it showing up here? Wait a minute. Oh, because my internet's slow. Why? Go ahead and audit the site. What are things that we can do to make it better? We want to make it rank in ChatGPT and be recommended. We want to rank better in Google. Look at things that would be easy for Brian to impact to do that would be high impact. Think hard, don't sugarcoat it. And now it's going to go to town. If you say think hard, it's going to do a better job, right? A lot of people don't know that. And so now it can go through the site. And if we had access to the site, Brian, we could actually turn on agent mode and it could go in and fix the site live as we're watching. Can log in, it can respond to comments, it can do things that you and I can do through a laptop computer. It can do that. I don't think people realize that they're too busy talking to it and expecting that it just, you have this conversation. It's great having conversations, but I like to make it do the work. I like to make it tune ads. I like to make it, respond to customers, answer the phone, all of these things. I can have it do that right here in agent mode, right? See here, look, you see the plus? I can go into agent mode. It can actually take over my screen and start doing things. So let's see. Phone and NAP, name, address, phone, inconsistency. This used to be a really big deal, not as much so anymore. Let's see. Homepage is trying to do everything and ranks for nothing. Is that true? Let's see. Is it this one? Bathroom model, walk-in showers, walk-in tubs. It doesn't rank on much. Why is that? Probably because, like Mauricio said, we're not answering those related questions related to cost and the other sorts of PAA. Okay, so look, this is actually very good. Look, bathroom remodel, New Jersey. Sam DeMeo is a good buddy of mine, by the way. Bathroom remodel, New Jersey, bathroom remodel. So you're just in striking range, right? You want to be in the top three. That's when things really matter because that's the map results, top three. So, position 9, 16, that's like, it's almost there. We just got to get into the top three. So close. Low keyword difficulty. These are easy terms to win on, right? Anything green, anything less than 15. Pretty easy to win on. Some of these have higher search volumes than others. If we look at the pages, so you have what's for like, we have these different sections. Bathroom model, walk-in shower, bathroom remodel. Let's look at bathroom remodel. So it's just like Mauricio said, if someone's looking to remodel their bathroom, so this page, see most of this, okay, you have the reviews, which is good, but you're not showing your real experience. I'd have a video saying, hey, I'm Brian here, and we run All Day, and I'm the founder of All County One Day Bath, and let me tell you, let me answer some of these questions you probably have about your bathroom makeover, right? So if we look at this, let's see, is it stock art? So I'm using reverse image search on Google to see, is this actually your image or is it being used somewhere else? And this image is being used in many places. So Mauricio, why is that important to not use stock art where this photo is being used in many places?
It's so important. It's extremely important because it kind of separates you from the competition. I mean, having stock photos is very common. Unfortunately, like the contractor I work with, they actually use a lot of them don't have images. I would, guys, if I were you guys, just hire a photographer, take images, pictures of your work, before and afters. Make sure you show your EAT, right? Expertise, authority, trustworthiness. If you show the before and after, it really shows case why you're different. It tells Google that you're an expert. These are all things that you have to do. You cannot use stock photos. I do not recommend using stock photos ever.
Just don't do it. Oh, look at this. So, Brian, you have this experience where you guys are doing the work here, you're documenting, you're taking pictures, right? This is real stuff. right? I'm sure these are your pictures. What if you had one of your people or ChatGPT say, hey, go scrape all the stuff I have on Facebook and then go enhance all these pictures of me redoing baths and doors and kitchens. And go enhance my website with these real stories and pictures and videos. In fact, go look at my Google photos and then let's just say, you know, I was a contractor and I was collecting all this on my iPhone. Yes, you can hire a professional photographer or videographer, but what if you literally have it on your phone? Right, Brian? Brian, do you have this stuff on your phone? So let's say, you know, bathroom. I guess it's going to pick, you know, Google's AI is going to pull everything that has bathrooms from my photos, right? Off my iPhone. And I probably shouldn't be taking pictures in the bathroom, but let's see what it has, you know? So it's going to have, oh, you know what? This is a Roman bathroom I saw a couple of days ago. You know, the Romans had these toilets. It's crazy. But any, you know, pictures that show you doing the thing that you're doing in action in New Jersey, you would have ChatGPT come in and just enhance these pages, replace the stock art with real stories and images. And then Brian, you come in and answer these most common questions, right? Talk about what is the cost? Talk about some stories, some examples of what you've done. Talk about, you know, before and after. Show a lot of the stuff. You know, add in schema. That's an obvious thing. Your website says 2004. Probably want to change that to, you know, 2025 or in a month, 2026. So we're not here to criticize you, right? But look, so the ChatGPT is coming in and saying, here's things that you can do to fix the site, you know, title, meta tags, whatever, right? But you can actually come in and say, and I don't have ad on the site, but if I did, I would go into agent mode and I'd say, now go ahead and fix these items for me. And it takes over the screen and it'll do it, right? Here, I'll just show you as an example, okay? So I go into agent mode. I'll go, you know, and it has access to my website. So I can just say, so our friend Brian Nevins has graciously volunteered this website. And we see a lot of easy things that agent mode could do in ChatGPT to identify what the issues are and also take action and implement them. But because I don't have access to his all county one day bath, go ahead and write a blog post on DennisU.com summarizing what some of the key things are that he needs to do and how Mauricio and I are showing these roofers and other contractors how they can use AI to do the analysis, to answer the PAA, to audit the website, and also fix it too. So go log into my website and go ahead and write an article summarizing what we're talking about here and watch. Then when you change agent mode, all the browser, and then this tab is open. So then I have, you know, four or five tabs open at the same time. So I'd have four or five agents that are working at the same time, right? And now I've got the AI working just like a human, just like a VA. You know, we have a lot of VAs from the Philippines and Colombia and other places. You see here? So I'm not doing anything. Now it's going to go navigate to my site. It's going to make a blog post, right? I can say, oh, you know, take this stuff from Facebook and go, you know, update my Google Business profile with these pictures. Go grab the stuff in my Google Photos and, you know, go update this other part, right? Go change the names of my titles and descriptions and all this. You see how it's doing the work, right? It's logging in. It's doing stuff, right? We've already trained it how to write blog posts following Google standards, which is why you train your agents, right? Mm-hmm. Human or not, you train your agents. See, I'm just curious in the chat, can you let us know, or are you using BT? This has only been around for 2 months now. It's just fantastic, right? It's going to write a blog post. And then I can say, oh, this is good, but make a change like this. Update my website, update my YouTube, right? Respond to negative reviews, right? All these things, have it do all these things according to the guidelines on how I want it to operate. Just like an employee, right? A new employee, you have to give it guidelines. See?
I think it's amazing. I think also that it's ready. It's getting people to understand how this works. So I think this is still new to a lot of these guys. I know. So how to prompt and how to write and how to talk and how to use ChatGPT in general or just in any AI is something that kind of takes practice, honestly. So if they kind of learn from this, that would be better. I want to look at another site. Let's look at this because one of the attendees is here because I recognize the name. Let's look at Hippo Roofing in Florida. Hippo Roofing. In Florida.
Hippo, like hippopotamus, hippo roofing?
Yep. Yep.
Hipporoofing.com like that? Okay.
Yep.
Okay. So let's see.
I think it's, I just type in roofing, hippo roofing in Florida. That's going to pop up on Google.
Okay.
Yeah, hippo roofing. Let me show you. Yeah. Right there. They'll be right there. They'll be number one.
Hippo. Awesome.
There it is.
Florida, here's the name, address, phone, roofing. Okay. Good. Now watch this. It's literally this simple because people think this AI is so complicated and all this because we show all the things it can do and then they get overwhelmed. Watch this. So for Hippo roofing, we want to be recommended more by ChatGPT. We want to show up more in Google search results. We know that Google talks about EEAT, which is real experience, expertise, authority, trust. We know showing real images instead of stock art is better. We know answering the most common questions people have, which are called PAA, is so key. Let's just say, I don't know what I'm doing. This whole digital marketing thing is very confusing to me. I'm very confused about ChatGPT because, I'm a contractor and the digital marketing is whatever. I'm old. I don't understand, right? Tell me what, in plain English, what is working well and what is not working well? And what are things that you can do for me to help me rank better in Google than ChatGPT? And explain it to me like I'm a 5-year-old and give me a plan. I don't even know what question to ask. Help me figure out how I work with you to get good results out of ChatGPT. I know I need service. I don't know how to just help. Can you just do it for me? Okay. Well, walk me through step by step. I don't even know a question to ask. Just go ahead and do it, right? And it'll do it for you.
Yeah.
Mauricio and, or Dennis said this one word. I don't know what that word means, right? To explain what this means, right? Okay. So it's looking at things we probably shouldn't say, How do we make it better? Answering dumb questions is smart. Yeah. Are we answering the questions? No, it probably should. So, ask your buddy who owns Hippo Roofing. Are you answering these questions? Make a list of the questions, right? What is not working? Okay. So it's doing all of this now. See, the same stuff that Mauricio said. Now I'll go one step further. I'll say, take a look at the questions that I am answering on the site. Go look at my Google Business profile. Go look at my Facebook. Go look at reviews that are about me. And tell me, what are the specific gaps? And what are specific questions that I can answer that I can make simple 1-minute videos on and put them on YouTube and the website and put them everywhere? Like specifically based on Hippo roofing. Give me that list of questions so that I can just have a friend hold the iPhone and ask me all these questions and I'll just answer all of them. Give me like the top 20 or 30. My questions to you and give you the questions. And Mauricio, it'll be pretty close, right? Literally will tell you.
Yeah.
See?
Another thing you guys can do is ask your salespeople what are the most common questions that your customers have. It's a very common way to kind of understand this. Honestly, if you've done this been doing this for a while, you should know this. If you've been doing this for a while, but those are the things that you can actually you put on your because content. That's an important thing. So stuff like this has actually been around for a long time. It's not new, the information that we're talking about, this stuff, but it's more practical. It's more important to understand in the age of AI. And instead of also just content stuff, just do videos. Videos are important. Stuff like this, videos help.
Yeah. I mean, how easy, everyone here, can you answer, ask ChatGPT, go look at my site. What questions am I not answering that I should be answering? And where should I put those answers? And it'll do this. And then you just answer these questions. Have your crew answer the questions, right? People that answer the phone, people, the other contractors, everyone can, it doesn't have to be just you. Anyone can answer these questions. Sometimes having someone else answer the question will cause a different audience to react, even if it's the same answer, right? Because people will just react to different people on social media or YouTube or whatever differently. Because people just, that's how people are.
Yeah.
Yeah, like literally, if you just do that, that'll get you most of the way there. You don't have to worry about all the AI tricks, A great assistant.
What does it go? So if you scroll down, does it tell you actually the actual recommendations? If you go back to that, let me see the actual recommendations that for Hippo Roofing specifically. I want to see that.
Yeah. It could even go further, right? Can give you the intro, like whatever you want. You ask it for help. I think that's the thing that people miss is that they're so confused with AI and we're like, well, if you're confused, just ask it for help. I do that all day.
Yeah. Okay. So these are things that it tells you to do, right? I'm curious, is that if it's able to use the agent mode to actually examine the site and do you give you an actual diagnosis of the actual
Yeah, it
current
can.
site?
Yeah. Okay, go ahead and do a full SEO audit of the site. Pretend you're Darren Shaw or Danny Liebrandt. You're a pro and put together a thoughtful summary. Don't sugarcoat it of what's, good and bad and our 90-day action plan. Think hard, not heart, hard. Okay. There. And it'll do that. And it'll be pretty good. You've done it thousands of times. It's great. And then you got to implement it.
Yes.
And then you go into agent mode and implement. Agent mode is when it takes over the browser or logs into CRM or it changes your ads or it puts in, you put in the credit card to purchase something or it takes action. Like analysis doesn't require agent mode. Analysis is just go look at stuff, right? Analysis, think about stuff. But if you really want to do some great SEO, you can help it because you can give it access to more data. So imagine, right, it's going to do its analysis. Was it hipporoof.com? But imagine I also gave it access to my Google Business profile. Imagine I also had my Google Analytics. Imagine I had the SEO data and I fed it more stuff. Wouldn't it be able to do a much better job if it, just like a team member? If the team member had this SEO data, couldn't it be smarter about it? So of course you're going to equip your team members with all these other tools, right? And start treating it like a human. That's how you get the better results. So here's the 200 keywords that he ranks on, and I can see which keywords tie to which pages. Imagine if I fed this. So here, I was ranking on Roofing Company Melbourne, and I lost it, right? But now I'm ranking in Roofing Melbourne. Well, why is that? I can ask it, right? See, why did I lose these? Why did I gain this one? Right? I can ask it why. Go here's some data. Help me understand why this might be. What should I do? Right?
I think, well, there's, I could tell you the, I could tell you, I think this guy has like done like four agencies like in a year or two, or like 2 years or something like that. He's used like multiple guys. That could be a factor. It's hard to, I mean, they, I will give you a great answer, like an answer that will recommend it, but that's probably the big reason why they keep switching back and forth. That's kind of a main reason why.
Well, look, their content's also graded very high as AI. There's a lot of AI stuff. So someone's using AI. So I love AI, but the misuse of AI is vandalism. That's what's occurring here. And you only need 3 seconds to see that, right? Ask the AI, do you think this content's made by AI? It's pretty close, right?
So a lot of the content, just to give you guys understanding, this is, it's basically, it says that's written by AI, and obviously you don't want that to happen with that. You want it to sound like a human. It can still be written by AI. You can, there's tricks to do that, but you have to kind of make sure that it sounds like a human when you write the content, right? That's important.
Here's
Question
how easy
is,
this is.
go ahead.
So this whole is it written by AI? Remember what we talked about before? If you're actually helpful. So here, if in Brevard County, you're talking about, you're actually answering their questions, right? So what is this guy doing? Why is this rated as high AI content? Because here, you see this? This is the service page for Brevard County. And then what is on this page? Here's a list of all these other cities. Oh, Cape Canaveral and Satellite Beach and blah, blah, blah. This is not helpful at all to a human being. What this person is doing is called keyword stuffing. They're just jamming everything because, oh, if I just create a page for Melbourne and Palm Beach and West Melbourne and Melbourne, like this is clearly meant to try to manipulate Google and try to manipulate ChatGPT. So don't you think ChatGPT and Google can recognize that this is to try to trick Google, right?
Yeah,
There's
I think
nothing
it's.
for humans here. There's nothing for humans here. You do not need to be an AI expert to tell. This was not written for humans. This is not a trick on how to chat GPT into thinking it's not AI. No, using AI is fine. What I'm saying, do you have in Brevard County, excuse me, examples of jobs that you have, right? Or maybe your favorite restaurant in Brevard County, or just, something to show that you actually were there, to show you actually operate in this city. Something helpful. Right? That's what's missing here. There's no real experience here. It's just jamming in a whole bunch of keywords. This is not some technical, hard to diagnose expert AI thing. This is someone is misusing AI and then trying to pretend that they're using AI somehow magically. Okay?
And this is maybe might have worked years ago, I would say, with the keyword stuffing and AI SEO generated content. But that's something that's kind of the past. You have to kind of write in the manner exactly what we've been talking about with Dennis and myself. It's gonna really help you, not only in SEO, but also with AI search and all these getting found. Another question I have, this is a, for me, you can answer this question, I can answer it, but it's, is it better to use voice prompt? This is from Anne Marie. I mean, for myself, I just give you my experience. It took me a long time to start using voice prompt, but I was just starting using it the last few months, and it's much, you work a lot faster when you do it. It's you much, instead of typing it out, the information, if you start speaking to it, you get used to speaking to it in a manner that is more human, but also you just can, you can speak faster than you can type. So that's the big factor. I know, Dennis, you've been using it for a long time, so I don't know if you want to talk, comment on.
The most important thing is that when you use voice prompt, you give it context. So when you type at it, you tend to be more brief and you tend to treat it like a search engine. But if you treat it like a colleague and you tell it why you're doing something, and if you give it a little bit more background information, it can do a lot more because it understands the situation of what you're working with instead of just like, I want to rank better. Okay, well, that's not helpful, right? Or you, because if you said, hey, look, I've gone through four agencies and they've done this and that, and here's some of the things that they've said to me. Let me paste that in here. Or here's my Gmail and here's why I'm frustrated. And here's my performance in my, you know, CRM, then you're giving it more to work with. And so when you talk to it like a human, which is voice prompting, I don't even like to use the word prompt. Prompt assumes abracadabra magic words. I'm talking to it like a fellow colleague, right? That's the way to think about it. You'd be surprised how it will also respond better when you talk to it as well. And it's starting to determine, you know, your tone and whatnot. I know a lot of people, they just mistreat the AI and, you know, command it or, you know, boss it around. And I'm like, you know, be nice to it. And Sam Altman even admitted, he said, when you're nice to it, it works harder.
Yeah. And also that you, one of the things you said is that make sure kind of don't sugarcoat it. Like it tends to kind of give you information that you want to hear sometimes when you don't want to, instead of what you want to hear, instead of actually giving what you need to hear, which is a little bit different. So
a few days ago, we were at the Northern Lights, right? And we saw this incredible light show. It was just unbelievable, right? And we said, hey, do you think it's going to do it again in the next hour or so? And it said, oh yeah, for sure. You know, it operates in these cycles for 60 minutes to whatever. And we ended up waiting another 2 or 3 hours and nothing happened, and nothing happened for the rest of the night. And we came back to it and said, so why did you lie to me? Right. And so it's kind of like talked its way out of it. And it's like, I wasn't really lying because I was trying. You have to really be careful about the tone that you use because it wants to please you so badly. It'll just like say stuff that it knows you want to hear. You see what I'm saying? Just be very careful of that. Cause I've had a lot of people tell me, oh, well, you know, cause, I'll look at what it said. And I'm like, well, obviously it was very clear what you wanted it to tell you. So are you surprised it told you that? It told you that you're beautiful. It told you that you're successful. It told you, of course, it's going to compliment you. But you need to talk to it in such a way that you can tell it to me. Don't just try to agree with me. And you have to tell it that almost every time because it's going to default to trying to say that you're awesome. Where I'll say like, you know, I'm thinking about going to this restaurant, but I don't really know. It's kind of expensive or whatever it is, but I kind of want to go. Should I go or not? And it's like, oh, for sure you should go, right? Well, what do you expect? Oh, I asked ChatGPT and it said I should buy the thing. Or ChatGPT told me I could do the thing. Yeah, you were kind of twisting its arm. You know, it's like people talk to their friends like, oh, so-and-so is a real jerk. Aren't they a jerk? Like, yeah, they're a jerk. Right? Come on. Be better than that, right?
Yeah, 100%. Dennis, I don't see any other questions, but where can people find you? Where do people want to find you if they want to talk to you? Where do people find you?
Well, they can Google me just like they can Google you. And what I want you guys to know, last thoughts I'll give you is that when you make yourself Googleable, you will get this, a knowledge panel for your business. And when we look at Mauricio and what he's done, he ranks on a ton of stuff because he practices what he preaches. He ranks on thousands of keywords for his contractor marketing pro. So you should be findable. You know, and when if you claimed your knowledge panel for your company, for your name, then you're going to see this thing here. Suggest edits. You can manage this whole thing. And so I own this. This goes for miles. And I believe all of us should be practitioners of this. Anyone who's trying to give you advice on AI or SEO, if they are not Googleable themselves, they're a fat weight loss coach. And if you guys need any help, let me know. Happy to run any reports for you. I'm happy to point you in any direction you guys need. So happy to be here with Mauricio. He's one of the few people out there that really wants to tell people how to do it. So to make sure it's not some magical thing, like let's spill the beans. There's no secrets in any of this stuff. It's not that hard.
Yeah. Dennis, thank you guys. I really appreciate you guys joining. Yes, this is being recorded, so you'll get set to replay. So you'll see the replay. It's going to be on YouTube. So if you missed it, don't worry about it. I really appreciate you guys joining and I'll see you guys soon. Thank you. Thank you, Dennis.
Thank you, guys.
Thanks for listening to AI and Marketing for Home Service Pros. If you got value from today's episode, do us a favor. Follow the show, share it with a contractor friend, and leave a quick review. Want help using AI or smarter marketing to grow your business? head to contractormarketingpros.net and book your free strategy call.